Now we're moving into that area where the blonde Orientals live, the first Americans, let's say. All right, we're reading now verse 1 of chapter 14. Came to pass in Iconium that they went both together into the synagogue of the Jews, and so spake that a great multitude of the Jews and also of the Greeks believed. Now, if you have our notes, you know that I have a map in which we have all of Paul's missionary journeys. And you'll notice that when he crossed over from the island of Cyprus, they landed in Perga of Pamphylia, and then they began to move up into this country to Antioch and Iconium and Lystra and Derbe. These are the cities of Galatia, and you see them more or less in the heartland of Asia Minor. Now, will you note here, verse 2, but the unbelieving Jews stirred up the Gentiles and made their minds evil affected against the brethren. Long time, therefore, abode they speaking boldly in the Lord, which gave testimony under the word of his grace, and granted signs and wonders to be done by their hands. But the multitude of the city was divided, and part held with the Jews, and part with the apostles. Now, they brought quite a division in the city. You must remember, Paul and Barnabas themselves were Jews. Paul always used the synagogue as the springboard to get to the Gentiles. And this is the very beginning of his ministry, and you see that he's using that method. Verse 5, when there was an assault made both of the Gentiles and also of the Jews with their rulers to use them despitefully and to stone them, they were aware of it and fled unto Lystra and Derbe, cities of Lycaonia, and unto the region that lieth round about. And they preach the gospel there. Now, you'll notice that they didn't get a very good reception in Iconium. And so they took off for Lystra and Derbe. And actually, they had practically no ministry at Iconium at first.